Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
The Brian Koberger trial is going to go on as planned. The motion to continue has been denied. What happened? What it means? And what's next? That's what we're about to break down right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to let us know what you think in the comments section about the motion to continue being denied by Judge Stephen Hipler. Is this the right choice? Is this the wrong choice? Is this the let's get on with the show choice? What's your thoughts? Let us know in the comment section on YouTube. If you're on the podcast platforms, awesome. Thank you. Please hit subscribe right there. If you want to interact, our YouTube platform is the best place to do it in our comment section there. So please do check us out. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube to get over there. So let's get into this thing. Judge Stephen Hipler, he is obviously our judge. What's going on here? The motion to continue, basically meaning they need more time. We want more time. Koberger requested the trial be delayed based on three main arguments. Some discovery challenges. They argued an overwhelming amount of discovery made it impossible for defense counsel to review it adequately in time. There was mitigation investigations as well. Claimed that additional time was needed for penalty phase mitigation investigations into Koberger's life and psychological history. They said they needed this. It was fair. We need to dive deeper because we may need to get a doctor for this or that to prove. And it's they said, no, you're good. They also cited pretrial publicity. They argued recent and upcoming media coverage prejudiced Koberger's ability to get a fair trial. You know, there's been a lot. There was a Dateline thing. There's been, you know, basically everything and everyone who talks about this. It is a big deal, but that doesn't mean you can't go to trial. That's kind of come on. You're going to have to go to trial. You can't be like, there's too much media coverage. You're free. Can you imagine if that was a thing? Be like, people be campaigning to media companies. They'll give you the bribing to cover the story more and more. So the state's response to the issue of media coverage? Well, they argued the motion was ultimately very untimely and pretty much lacked sufficient proof that Koberger's rights would be prejudiced if the trial date remained unchanged. And they said about the, you know, media stuff, you know, trials go on. It will be fine. You've already moved it here. So overall, the court's analysis and decision on this, the discovery review, the Koberger had argued that extensive discovery hindered that adequate preparation. The court dismissed the claim, noting that the defense previously raised the issue unsuccessfully 2 months prior. Remember that? I know, it seems like it was so long ago. The defense failed to identify what discovery specifically remained unreviewed and why it was important, something the court said, you kind of got to let us know what you can't just say there's stuff. The court viewed complaints as a tactical delay rather than legitimate prejudice. The mitigation evidence investigation that went on, Koberger claimed further time was needed for comprehensive investigation into his life history to prepare for the penalty phase if convicted. The court rejected that claim too, stating, constitutional obligations only require a reasonable investigation, not exhaustive exploration of Koberger's entire life. Extensive work already has been done by the defense, including interviews with family, friends, teachers, employers, mental health experts, all the women that thought he was creepy, you know, those folks. Additional investigative claims were considered speculative and lacked clear plans or timeframes. The court emphasized the mitigation team had already extensively covered numerous areas of Koberger's history. The pretrial publicity issue with Koberger highlighted extensive media coverage, NBC, Dateline, upcoming Amazon docuseries, and James Patterson's book would prejudice jurors. The court disagreed. They said the Sixth Amendment does not guarantee jurors know nothing about a case, only that they can be impartial despite any preconceived notions. And proper voir dire, jury questioning, can sufficiently mitigate publicity effects. Media attention around high-profile cases rarely diminishes over time. A continuance would only prolong the potentially endless coverage that this will continue to get and potentially amplify the coverage as well. Some other issues were addressed. The leaks in the media, Koberger argued that the trial should pause for investigation into the leaks. The court found this speculative, noting no guarantee leaks would ever be discovered or material enough to impact trial timeframes. And then the argument of the victim's rights, Idaho law guarantees timely disposition of cases for victims. Though federal constitutional rights prevail, timely resolution supports proceeding as scheduled. In the end, on this motion, Judge Stephen Hippler explicitly denied Koberger's motion to continue, stating no constitutional or substantial rights prejudice was demonstrated by the defense to justify delaying the trial. So what it means going forward? Quite simply, the trial proceeds as originally scheduled. The defense is expected to rely heavily on the substantial investigative groundwork already completed. Voir dire processes will be crucial to ensure impartial jury selection given the media attention. And the defense must adjust their strategies without expecting more investigative or review time. Detailed breakdown covers the rationale behind the judge's decision and the highlights, the substantial groundwork already laid out by Koberger's defense. The court firmly viewed the continuance motion as unsupported by sufficient evidence or rationale to justify any further delays. There you go. Trial is planned. It is moved by just a few days, but like literally just a few days. I don't have that in front of me at this second, but that has occurred. But again, we're talking a few days, and it's more so nothing to do with the request. They just needed to do it. So that's there. And that's the latest on the filings that we've seen in the Koberger case. These all came down here on the 26th of June of 2025, if you're looking back in history and trying to put the pieces together. There you go. In the comment section on YouTube, let me know what you think of this? Right choice? Wrong choice? You tell me. There in the comments on YouTube. If you're not there already, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you'll find us. Hit subscribe wherever you're watching or listening to this. We do greatly appreciate that. And if you want to get in on getting all of our videos on YouTube before everybody else and get in on commenting on everything first and giving your two cents before everybody else, you should then become a premium subscriber of ours at Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Just like I said, YouTube. Find it, and then you subscribe, you become the premium subscriber, you get all of that stuff well in advance as a thank you for your support, and it helps keep this program alive. So I do greatly appreciate that. Check that out on YouTube. And there's other cool things we're going to have as well. So until next time, I am Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want to stay on top of the latest true crime cases? Press subscribe now and never miss a breaking update from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.